From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Gift, number 67 in the Wilderness series by David Robbins. Now let's begin with The Gift. Chapter 1. The four white men rode with the morning sun at their backs. They looked enough alike that anyone could tell they were kin. For days they'd been following the Platte River, and now, rounding a bend, they came on two Otoes hunkered at a campfire. The pair had brought down a doe with an arrow and were roasting a haunch on a spit. The Otoes were a peaceful tribe. They got along well with whites and felt no alarm. Chi-Ray, the oldest, stood and greeted the white men in his tongue and then said in theirs, "White brothers, welcome." "Well, looky here," said one of the four. "The cur thinks he's the same as us." A rider with more hair on his face than the rest wagged a finger. "Be nice, Zedek." "Nice hell," Zedek said.
"I mean it."
"What have I got to be nice for?" Zedek complained.
"They're redskins, Micaiah. Look at 'em. Scrawny as hell and half-naked."
"You'll be nice until I say not to," Micaiah said. "As to why you don't kill a cow while it can still give milk." He dismounted and stepped to the fire with his rifle in the crook of an elbow.
"How do, Injun?" he said and smiled.
"How do," Chi-Ray replied.
"Don't mind my youngest brother none," Micaiah said. "He doesn't hardly have no sense, which is why I've got to do most of his thinking."
Chi-Ray pointed at the other Oto.
"Him be my brother." "It's good to have a family," Micaiah said.
"Much good," Chi-Ray agreed.
"Tell me," Micaiah said. "How far do you reckon we are from the mountains? The Rockies, I mean. You savvy?"
Chi-Ray had never been to the mountains, but he had talked to many who had. "On horse, 30 sleeps, was his best guess. Micaiah pursed his lips.
"Didn't expect it to be that much. This damn prairie goes on forever, don't it?"
"Much grass," Chi-Ray said. "Good for buffalo."
"Good to cover graves, too," Zedek said.
Micaiah turned and stared at Zedek until Zedek shifted in his saddle and looked away.
"Sorry, brother."
"You should be," said a third white man who had a jagged scar on his chin. Chi-Ray was unsure what to make of them. The hairy one was friendly enough, but the young one clearly hated Indians, and all four had hard eyes.
"Tell me," Micaiah said again. "Seen any whites hereabouts in the past few days or so?"
"No," Chi-Ray said. "No whites this many sleeps." He held up all his fingers and thumbs.
10 days. "That's too bad. We're low on grub."
Micaiah nodded at the butchered doe.
"But you sure have plenty to eat."
"We happy to share," Chi-Ray said.
"No need for that,"
Micaiah replied, and leveling his rifle, he shot Chi-Ray in the chest. Before the body struck the ground, he turned and clubbed Chi-Ray's brother over the head with the stock.
"Now that's more like it," Zedek exclaimed.
Micaiah drew a pistol, cocked the hammer, and sent a ball into the brother's temple. Blood splattered his boots, but he paid it no mind. Zedek cackled, and the other two grinned.
"Damn, that was slick," said the one with the scar on his chin. "Thank you, Cousin Luther," Micaiah said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?